Take two. This is Tyler.
This is Jake.
I wanted to talk about for our podcast what kind of I worked on, and then the reflection of working with others and working with Jake. And what I started with my intentional change was empathy and emotional intelligence, and how I believe that's essential to leadership. And without understanding where other people are coming from, you really don't have a lot to go off of as a leader. Jake, what did you kind of work on?
Yeah, I also did more of an emotional intelligence, just trying to work on that for my day-to-day life and kind of incorporate that into my company, even into my my classmates and my teammates as well. I also worked on the communication aspect. I felt like going into the year is more of like a leadership role. I wasn't fluent in communication and kind of communicating effectively, rather than kind of like I've always went by like a quality over quantity. You know, you want to kind of get to the point and get what you're trying to say out rather than just mumbling on about some random stuff. So with saying that, we kind of wanted to go into what we learned as from our peer coaching standpoint. And I've learned a lot through the coaching standpoint. I think it's a really good gateway of getting feedback from your peer that can improve any of your problems that you're having. Anywhere from going to him and asking him for questions on, you know, if we're having a problem. If I'm personally having a problem with something, like, hey, man, can you help me out? Like, what do you think? Or even giving some little advice from day to day, or some leadership kind of advice along with that too. Tyler, what do you got?
Yeah, like working with Jake has been awesome. I think one thing that I've really gotten better with over the course of our kind of working together has been remembering like what we've talked about prior and how important that is for any relationship when you're trying to help someone and they're trying to help you. Because if you forget about something that you talked about earlier, you're like kind of scrambling during the conversation, but kind of making a conscious effort to remember what you talked about prior and then expanding on that has been a really big development point for me. I learned, now going to like working with the youngster, I learned that it's super effective when you prompt the person to make their own goals that you think are what they should be, rather than you making the goals for the person. I really believe that when someone makes their own goals and puts their mind to it themselves, they will be more likely to achieve it rather than someone assigning a goal to you and you're like, yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that. I think that's super powerful of kind of manipulating someone and prompting them to set their own goals.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. She talked about it in class on how like you want to kind of give your subordinates, make them make their own goals rather than you try to make them for them, because you don't want to manage them. You want to let them have that intrinsic motivation and kind of want to guide them in the right direction. But it always comes within them for them to achieve their goals. With me, I also learned a lot through coaching my youngster. She was another athlete, so we kind of related on that aspect. Just from our day-to-day lives and homework and stuff like that. I think I did the same approach as Tyler. I let her make her own goals. And I checked in with her every week or so and to see how those goals are going. I wasn't forcing her to complete those goals, but I wanted to give her that constant reminder that, hey, like, I'm still asking about you and still checking up on you and to see if you have achieved those type of goals. I think our last point, a golden nugget, the key takeaway, you know, we're always working to get better, and creating that interpersonal relationship goes a long ways, either with when it's with your peer or even your youngster or even with like a superior. That interpersonal relationship, I think, is basically that key takeaway from my point of view. Tyler, what do you think?
I agree with that, how important relationships are. And then secondly, I think a really important thing to remember is how vital it is to be constantly learning, and you should be learning through your entire career, throughout your entire life. And that was kind of a big point of this project, I think, was to remind us of how much we can learn from each other, and like Jake said, from your superiors and from the people below you. That's it for today. Have a good one.